What Portal Boy looks like, if you look in the top right-hand corner of the photos, is having us be the USARC Center of Excellence for Training and Mobilization. We're already there, it's just not an official designation. We said it, Sarmi and I said it to all the RD commanders, all the senior reservists in the room, Fort McCoy is the crown jewel of the Army Reserve System. And everyone was really jealous about it when I said that, but they're all kind of acknowledging this fact. Fort McCoy is the crown jewel, by far. We're the Center of Excellence for Training and Mobilization. We have a bubble belt coming. This thing is funded. Organizational momentum to have this stood up here in the next 2 to 3 years outside in the half-mile PT track. So an indoor, dome-like facility for cold weather training. A resident Black Hawk company showing up with 12 Black Hawks flying around stationed at our airfield. It continues to expand. A Potomac redevelopment plan. We look at all these white buildings sitting out there, which were made for like horses and caissons, right? There's no parking out there. How do we then pick them up, move them around like Lego blocks, and plop them back down to accommodate the rising water tables and functionality for soldiers so that when they come in, they can have a functional place to work. Redesigning the entire white area of this building, all the white barracks. And then a soldier one-stop shop in 2187 where we consolidate functions. And you'll see here, Fort McCoy's path is consolidating functions, whether it's soldier processing, whether it's all the civilians that we're picking up, moving to the northeast side, where all that bulldozing equipment's going, or whether it's taking all the garrison directorate and consolidating them in the 100 block in the next 5, 10, 15 years as we redesign our big works. And when I say all, I don't mean